We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tezayin Amabez, and we are beginning three lines from the top. We had a braisa before that brought down like a list of different gzeiros that certain Tanoim made. So Gemara says, Shimon ben Shotach tiken ksuba li'isha. He was misaken a ksuba li'isha, which means we saw before that he made everything achroi, all the properties achroi to the ksuba, and didn't make him set aside money when he got married for the ksuba, because then if he set aside money, it would be easier to divorce his wife. So he's misaken that all the nechasim are meshuva to the ksuba. And another halacha, the gozar tuma klimatkas. He was gozar tuma on a klimatkas. Right, the Gemara kasha, simple question. Klimatkas the arisen inu. That the klimatkas is mekabel tuma is mefurish a pasuk. The chsiv says the pasuk, aches hazov vesa kesef. It's an achoshus, it's a basil, it's a bedil, it's a ferris. It says that it has mekabel tuma. You have to spritz mechatas on it. It's talking about there. Talking about after the war with Midian. And he said, and the pasuk said, you have to. All those things I have, the din of tumei mace, and all those kalim you have to spritz with mechatas with paraduma. So you see clearly that zav, kesem, nechoshes, vazel, all these things which are metal, they're all mekabel tumah. So the pella is, what does it mean that there is goyza tumah aklimatris? Zok the Gemara, lo nitzicha, elo tumah yeshana. This is what we learned before. This gzeira tumah aklimatris meant the gzeira of tumah yeshana. That even when you break a keli, a kli matkis, and it becomes tar, you put it back together, the tumah returns to it. Why did that happen? And why does Shimon HaShetach make this gzeira? Now, Shimon HaShetach had a sister. Her name was either Sheltzion or Shlomtzion. His sister was the wife of Yanai HaMelech. And when Yanai HaMelech killed out all the tzaddikim, all the gedolim, all the Sanhedrin at that time, she saved her brother, Shimon ben Shetach. She saved her brother, Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach was the brother of the queen of Shlamtzion, Sheltzion. So I'm Rabbi Domerab. Ma'isa v'Sheltzion Hamalka. There's a story with Sheltzion Hamalka. She also mishta levna. She made a chasra for her son. Nitv kokalaha. And all the kalim got tavim tavim meis. And she didn't know what to do. She had a chasra, she didn't know what to do. So what you do? She had a great idea. She wasn't going to bring now, you know, the whole suda must have 1,000 kalim there. They're not going to bring 1,000 kalim to the mikvah. Too big of a job. So when you have a lot of workers, it's pretty simple. Just have them break it and put it back together. Usvarasam, they broke it. Unasanam Mutzayev, they gave it to a blacksmith, to a smith, some kind of smith. Veritgam, and they put it back together. Vasam kalim chadashim, and they made new kalim. Vomru chachamim, the chacham said no. Yachzu l'tamasam yishana. Does not work. Doesn't work. Goes back to tamas yishana. What's pshat? My timer. Why did they do that? Why did they say it was a great idea? This queen's idea was a great idea. You break it, it comes tar, and you put it back together. What's the problem? My timer. Mishum geda mechatas nogaba. We're worried they're going to forget about para aduma. I guess it means the din of para aduma on kalim. You're going to think that, kalim don't need the din of para aduma. It doesn't need to wait 7 days because to make a para aduma needs 7 days. That was the reason why I misspoke before. I said, they didn't want to bring it to the mikvah. No, they didn't want to wait 7 days to do tahira with the para aduma. That's why they broke it and put it back together. That was the reason. That's what they were gaining. They could make the chasana that day. And if you allow them to do that and you put back the kalim, if you allow them to be tahar, they're going to forget about the whole din of mechata. So forget about the whole din of para aduma. They're going to forget that din. And therefore, the misakin, it goes back to tumah yishana. So this is the pshat in Shimon Shotach's gzeira. His gzeira is that it goes back to tumah yishana. And the reason is, so yishashtakech mechata. Shouldn't forget about mechatas. Right, the Gemara Kasha. Honich l'man diyamar. Let's go through l'man that holds that tumah yishana is only about tumah's meis. It's good, according to the Mandi Amar, who holds that the whole din of Tumas Yishon is only by Tumas Meis. It makes sense, that's why, because it's Xera, Otu Tumas Meis. So it's only by Tumas Meis, only by the Tumas that comes from a dead person do you say this din of Tumas Yishon. But Elo Mandi Amar, Lechol Tumas Amru, that it's all Tumas are have it in Tumah Yishana. My Eklam Eima, what are you going to say? What's the reason for the Gzeira? If all Tumah's here, what's the reason for the Gzeira? The question is, what's the reason for the Gzeira if all Tumah's are included in this Gzeira? You can't say it's Shlishtakach Meichatas, because all Tumah's on it. So Rashi says on this, Lo yadana hecha. I don't know where this machlokes is. So if you look at the first Mishnah in Kalim Perik Yud Aleph, Taisus Shel Zasu, it says like this: Kli matkas pshuteim akableim tameim. We learned this in Shburu Taru. Chaz of asim kalim, chaz of tumasim eshana. Then he said, Rishim Reg Miloimer, loy lechal tuma ela tumas hanefesh. Not all tumas, only tumas hanefesh. So you see, klar in the first Mishnah, this machlokes Rashi is loyadana hecha. It's shtikel a meva ha'ara. I don't know what Rashi didn't see this. I don't know it either. Taisus brought it down, but the first Mishnah in Perik Yud Aleph. And Mesechus Kalim sounds like that's where the Machlokes is. And Rashi says, Lo Yadana Hecha. Interesting. But Akapanim, the Gemara's kash like this, that if you learn that it's only by Thomas Mace, like that Van Yama that we saw, and the Mishnah Perik Yud Aleph, the Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, so then good, we understand that the Gzeira is Otome Chatas. But if it's by all Thomas Tomei Shana, what's the reason for the Gzeira? Abaya, the reason for the Gzeira is... We know in order to be matar a keli, it needs a hole at least the size of a rimon, like Rashi says. It needs the size of a pomegranate. And if you don't make it the hole that size, so then it's not tar. So we're scared if you allow kalim to be tar in that way, become tar in that way, we are scared that he's not going to do a good job. Therefore, we said that the tumor returns, and if it's all tumeis, because you might not make the hole in the right amount. That's what Abaye says. Rava says a little different. Rava Omar, gzeira shem yerma tefila bas yema oileloy. Whole different shot. He says, you know why it didn't tumei yishana? Because someone sees a keli was tumei, and all of a sudden, 2 hours later, using it. So they say, hey, you must put in the mikvah. You don't need harav shemesh. You don't need to wait till shkia. And meanwhile, it's not what happened. He really broke it and put it back together, but someone won't chop that. Therefore, we made a din that if you break a keli and put it back together, it has a din, tumei yishana. So we have two new reasons here, Abaye and Rava, and they're both reasons apply to all tumas. Abaye says, I might not make a hole big enough that's called breaking the keli. And therefore, we said that if you break a keli, the tumah comes back. And Rava said a different pshat, because a gzeira, maybe you'll say they don't need harav shemesh. Zok to Gemara, my benayim. What's the difference, lahalacha, between Rava and Abaye's pshat? Ikebenayu, the ratzpinu mertzav. If you smashed it, if you took the keli and you smashed it. So Rashi's second pshat is, the one that he prefers, is that you smashed it very good. So if the gzera is shemalo yikavenu, so still gzera, you know, you smashed it this time good, but myself, someone, if you allow smashing, you might not smash it good enough. But according to Rava, that it's going to look like you were tevil today, if you smash it to smithereens and put it back together, it obviously looks like a new keli, and therefore people won't think, oh, you were tevil it and you didn't do harav shemesh. They'll chap that you smashed it up and made a new keli. So that's not going to be Rava and Abaye. In the case you smash up to pieces, according to Rava, there's no gzeira, and therefore you won't be tumah yishana. But according to Abaye, where there's still gzeira, there will be a din of tumah yishana. Adkan, the explaining the braisa that was brought in for a zaitika reason. The Gemara's middle saying, in the middle of Yud Ches Dava, so in the middle of Yud Ches Dava, we brought in about this braisa about other things. Now I want to go back to the Yud Ches Dava. Because the Gemara brought a kasha that Yedayim was a different gzeira, was someone else's gzeira, and because of that, we brought a braisa about a bunch of different tumas, and then we explained that. But now we're going to return back to the Yud Ches Dava. We had before, there was 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were misakin, and we already explained around nine of them, and now I'm going to go to explain some more of them, and more of the dinim of Yud Ches Dava. The Idach Mahi, what's another one of the Yud Ches Dava? So this one is more about mikvois. The halach is that we had before even, that you can't have mayim shu'uvim in a mikvah. Mikvah has to be from rainwater. And three lugim of mayim shu'uvim that's there first, or it's there before you have 40 saw, machlekes, but either they're first there before you have 440 saw, the lachet passels the mikvah. Now here the Mishnah talk about a case where kalim got filled up, and the question is it din of mayim shu'uvim or not? The kalim got filled up somehow, and then the kalim platzed, and the water fell into the mikvah. So you didn't pick up the kalim and bring it to the mikvah, because then for sure it would be mayim shuvim. But the kalim was where it is, and it broke, and the water fell into the mikvah. And the question is the water in the kalim, does that become mayim shuvim by being water in the kalim? and we'll explain more as we go along. Idach Mahi, what is another one of the Yud Ches Dov, another one of the 18 things? That's now into the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Kvayis, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. It says, HaMeniach Kelim Tachas HaTzinor. If you put Kelim under the gutter. Now Rashi speaks out, this gutter wasn't a Shiloh of Shuvim itself. Why? Because it was, you built the house first, and then you carved out in the house a gutter. So if you carve a gutter into the house, it's called Mechubel Karka, and it's not a Kelim. So that was the case, how you had a tzinor. All the Rishonim said the case where a tzinor was open on both sides, so it wasn't a keli. But like you ever see these gutters by a mikvah, it's open on both sides, therefore it's not a keli. But the case was, amniach kelim tachas a tzinor. You put a keli, something to catch the water, under the gutter. Lekabel behem meg shamim, to catch meg shamim. Echa kelim gudolim, say if it's big kelim, which are so big, they're not mekabel tumah, like Tosfos speaks out. Or bech kelim tanim, small kelim, they're not choshev. Vafil kli avonim, stone kelim, which are not a mekabel tumah, kli adama, kli glolim is made out of dung, or Rashi has a tzad shayish, maybe marble. Any type of kelim, kids, no matter if the kelim is mekabel tumah, not mekabel tumah, big, small, it's poislim es hamikvah. It passes the mikvah because it's in a kelim, and it caught it from the gutter into a kelim, so it's passed the mikvah because mayim shuvim. Echad hamaniach, say if you put the kelim there on purpose. Echad shchech, say if you forget it there. Divrei Beishamai. That's the halacha of Beishamai. And the Gemara is going to limit the machlekes soon. Beishamai says that Echad Hamaniach, Echad Hashecheach, Kelim under the Tzinor, it called Mayim Shuvim. Divrei Beishamai. Beishilol, Metarim Meshecheach. By forgetting the Keli there, he's Metar. Why? Because you forgot it, so it's not Bekavon, it's not called Shuvim. Remember, he didn't pick it up afterwards, it just broke by itself and the water fell into the mikvah. Omer Rameyer, Nimnu, Verabu, Beishamai, Beishilol, that they counted up the and Beishamai Vesilil, and we paskin like Beishamai, and therefore this is one of the Yud Ches Dava where they paskin like Beishamai. Umoidim Beishamai, Beishamai themselves moidim v'shchech b'chotzer shutar. When you forget the keli in a chotzer where it's not so nicker, they're doing it to catch water. You put it under the gutter, that's nicker, you're catching water. But if you forget it in the chotzer, then shutar. He holds that it's tar. Even Beishamai. And we'll explain that a little better in a second. Rabbi Yossi argues around Meir, holds that it wasn't a Nimnu v'gomru, and because all the Nimnu v'gomru, Beis Hillel landed up agreeing to Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yossi, Adai Machloikis M'kayim Edes. The Machloikis is still M'kayim, and Beis Hillel was not Chayzer, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not one of Yud Ches Dava. Akapon Afir Meir, it's one of Yud Ches Dava, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not. What are one of Yud Ches Dava? If you put a Keli under the Tzinor, and you forget it there, the Loch is a passes the Mikvah. The Gemara doesn't explain, that's not mamish exactly what it sounds like. Omer Rav Mashar Shia, the Beirav Amri, in the Beis Meresh of Rav, they say, HaKol Moedim, everyone agrees, that means Sai Beis Shammai, Sai Beis Hillel, Kishanichom, Beshas Kisha Ovim. If you see it's very cloudy, and I run and put a keli under the gutter, Temeim, it's Tomei. And it's Tomei even if afterwards you forget it there. You know, you forgot that was there. If you put it there, Beshas Kisha Ovim, when the cloud, it's very cloudy, I put it right there, it's Tomei. It's for sure Mayim Shuvim. If you put it there, B'shas Pizer Ovim, you put it there, B'shas, when the clouds were spread out, there was no clouds, a beautiful blue sky, you put it there, and then you forgot it, you've got Koil Tarim, everyone agrees, even B'shami, that it's Tar. I forgot it there, it's not Mayim Shuvim. No Chashivis. Loi Nechleku, what is Mechlekes B'sham Beis Hillel? Elo Shenicham, B'shas Kisher Ovim. I put it there under the gutter when it was very cloudy. And then Minispazu. Then it cleared up. The sky cleared up. It didn't rain. V'chozu v'niskashu. And afterwards, the clouds came back. So Masav, Beis Hillel holds, Botla Machshavtai. Now that he forgot it, it's Botla Machshavtai. Because when you put it there, that cloudiness that you put it there is not there anymore. It's new clouds. Therefore, Botla Machshavtai. Masav, Alei Botla Machshavtai. Olaman Yomah holds, it's not Botla Machshavtai. That's Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai even agrees they put it in the field when it's cloudy, and then it comes blue sky and back cloudy. Even Beis Shammai agrees there is Batal Machshavta because there's not so nicker that you put it there to catch the rainwater. Kapanim, this is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Like this, the Machlekes goes this way. It's in Simen Reish Aleph Sif Mem Aleph, and we pass in like that way. But Kapanim, the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in a case where you put it b'shas when it was cloudy, it got blue sky, and it got back cloudy, and I forgot it there. Beis Shammai holds it is called Mayim Shuvim, Beis Hillel is not Mayim Shuvim, and we're passing like Beis Shammai according to Rav Meir, and it's one of the Yud Ches Dava. According to Rav Yossi, it's not one of the Yud Ches Dava. So, breaking the Gemara, That means it's not one of the Yud Ches Dava. So Batri Lehu, you're missing one of the Yud Ches Dava because you can't use this one. So which one do we use? And for the Gemara, Omar Nachma Yitzchak, Af Benois Kusim Nidois Marisosam Boivim Gazu. There's a halacha in Masechtas Nida that it says Benois Kusim are Nida from when they're born. Because the Gemara this explains, and the Mishnah there, that even a woman 1 day old, her dam Nida is Tame. But the Kusim, who were Geiri Arayis, they were Geirim, but they didn't keep so much halachas, they didn't agree to that hadrasha of Ve'isha that tells us even a 1 day old is a Tame. They said, no way, a baby doesn't have Tomas Nida, no such thing. And if they weren't makbid to be toivel their babies if they saw Nida, they weren't makbid any part of their Nidas. Therefore, they made a gzeru. All b'nai's kusim are Nidas from when they're born, because since they're not worried about that. Zok the Gemara that this Ve'av Yaisi, this din, is one of the Yud Ches Davar of Beis Shammai. This din that a kusi is Nida Mari Sosom was a gzeru from that day in the Aliyah of Hananya ben Cheskia, and it's one of Yud Ches Davar. So that's how you make up for the one before of mikvah that he didn't hold off. Rav Yosi will hold, then Bnei's Kusim, Yosef Sassam, is the Gzeira. Tosfos should speak out. The Tosfos doesn't learn that the Gzeira is because of they don't keep the halachas, that's 1 day old. Because Tosfos says there is a man who holds at the Goyim. The Goyim, there's no problem with that. So Tosfos answers because he says the Goyim, Midaraisa is no tum at all. So Taisa says a different reason they made the Gzeira. Because they didn't want you to get too close to the Kusim, therefore they made Gzeira at the time of you. They didn't want you to get too close to them. And that's Pshat and the Gzeira. But upon him, either way, there's a Gzeira, I'm going to use Kusim. And according to Rav Yaisi, it's one of the Yud Ches Davar.